This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy hump day.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you, Vinny. And a happy new year. If you are a Survivor fan, it's a great day for the Survivor fans out there. It's the 3-hour season finale. I don't know if that's great or not. You know, it's a lot of Survivor.
Is it 3 hours?
3 hours. It's the 2-hour finale and then the 1 hour. The last hour, they actually make you go past 10 p.m. to find out who won the damn show. And then there's a sort of a recap of the whole thing. And they usually tell you where the next, they'll give you like a preview of the next season. Mm-hmm.
Do they still do that, like everyone looks at a person's name, the three finalists, and go, oh, Harry was such a nice guy?
I'm sure they do. I always fast forward that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the memory part. That's like a solid 20 to 30 minutes of like, no thanks. I watched the whole season. I remember Harry.
Right.
I get it.
I agree with you.
Harry was great.
Don't waste my time.
Yeah. Ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. Let's fast forward that. All right. So, hello.
Hello.
It's time for the 12 days of holiday.
Yes, I think it's our last day.
This is the day. This is day 12. Mm-hmm. This is the final day of holiday. I mean, there's more days of holiday. You know, the holiday isn't even here yet. But this is our final giveaway for the $250 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. You can splurge on yourself at the Burke Williams Day Spa and the Nordstrom Spa and use the Ask an Elf free text line direct to the concierge team for your questions answered on the spot. They have it going on at the Westfield San Francisco Center.
Yep.
Even if you don't win this, go there and check it out. Plus, in the center rotunda, I don't even know if it's like 3 stories tall.
Yeah.
They hang their Christmas tree upside down from the it is spectacular.
We're going, my little cousin is coming from Visalia, and we're going to go on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
So she could, you know.
You got to see the whole thing.
See that whole enchilada.
Yeah, it's really great. So if you want to have $250 to spend at Westfield, last minute Christmas presents, oh my God, call now, 800-400-3697. We're looking for caller number 97.
That tree is 50 feet tall.
Jesus.
Is it really?
Upside down.
It's so big. I don't even know how they do that.
Engineering. It's like a, you know, we it's above our pay grade.
Magic.
Rope and pulleys,
yeah,
wheels.
Well,
yeah.
Sure, you know, engineering stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Staplers,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Vinny?
Yes.
Paper clips,
it's crucial.
Duct tape,
yeah. Oh God, sure. Duct tape. I mean, who goes anywhere without duct tape? Mm-hmm. I mean, what if you need to shut someone up?
I mean, whoa!
Come on. Oh, come on!
Come on, man! Quit hijacking people. Okay, so here we are. It's celebrity trash time. Have any sponsors?
I don't think so.
I do have one coming up. I see it.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. Remind me.
Okay.
So here are the Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the country at this moment. They're the best. Inarguably. Starting with number 100. The best. It's Travis Scott, you guys. Oh, my God. He's so great. Yosemite is the name of the song. It's at number 100. It peaked out at number 25. How is this not number one?
I was thinking the same thing. You know what's funny is my kid knows all the lyrics to this song. I'm like,
what kid?
Derek.
The baby?
Derek.
Yeah, Diamond. Diamond knows
all the
lyrics. Yeah,
Diamond, she walks around. She's like an aspiring rapper. She spits like you wouldn't believe. Okay,
right.
So there you go. I don't know why that's a number one, but it's number 100. It's Travis Scott, Yosemite. Skipping up to number 10. Oh, back in the top 10.
Oh,
girls
nice.
Like you, la 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 la. That's Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. That was at number 11 last week, but it's a former number one song. Oh, to that.
For a while, too.
Yeah.
What was the slam she threw down on the
they're,
other
they're
girls?
Too gazy? I don't know. What does that mean?
I was always wondering what she meant by that. So let me do
some
research.
Well, it rhymes with crazy, so she went with it. They're too gazy. What does that mean? You figure it out. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Just what I said. They're too gazy. They look around too much, I guess.
I looked up gazy, Urban Dictionary. When you high enough off weed that you start prophesizing.
Oh.
Huh?
I've been there.
Okay, so I found it. Cardi is saying that most girls in today's society aren't real. They are fugazi, which means fake or damaged.
Okay, that's the next thing.
Oh, fugazi.
That bitch is so fugazi.
Yeah.
I thought it was fugazi.
The term was created during the Vietnam War and is used to describe anything that was fake. Fugazi.
Oh.
Okay, well, yeah, it is fugazi, but okay. Yeah. Whatever. It worked for the song.
Sure.
Good on her.
Fugazi. She also, there it is. Never mind.
She also what?
At the end, she I remember her rhyming something that didn't rhyme, which was, you know, unique, right? Let's see, where is it? That's one. See, she rhymed stop and heart. That's pretty impressive.
510 says it's pronounced fugazi. It's a slang term in New York.
Fugazi.
Oh, all right.
Oh, why are you so fugazi?
Like that.
Yo! Coming in at number 9 is Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset. ZZ. Okay. Lil Baby and Gunna. A song called Drip Too Hard is number 8. Oh, this isn't the same song?
Sounds like the same song.
They mumble differently.
Oh, I see. This is a special mumbling technique. Coming in at number 7 is from the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack. This is a song called Sunflower, and it's Post Malone and Swae Lee.
You know, one of the most charming things about that Spider-Man movie is he's singing along to this song, and he's like, he sings the same way you do, where he has like two words he knows, and the rest of it's like, nah, 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 and check.
That is what I consider to be the words to every song is, nah, 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 check.
And that's why it's so relatable. It's adorable.
I hope this film gets a nomination for Best Animated Film this year and wins. Thank you.
Some of the texters don't think it's adorable, Bryn, but okay.
Incredibles 2.
That's a good movie.
Incredibles 2 is the one. I do want to go see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, though. Maybe I'll drag my family this week.
Turn this part up.
Sunflower.
Oh, that's pretty. I weirdly like Post Malone. There's a few songs of his that I'm like, all right, that's pretty good.
I feel like he's legit.
Yeah.
A legit musician.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a lot of tunes, so it's hard to know if it's, you know.
And he plays
but he
live
does
too.
All the instruments too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he plays live instruments.
Yeah, he plays guitar. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, all right then. I like him. So the singers don't like the listeners don't like that I don't know any of the words of the songs.
Listeners don't like anything, or some of the listeners
don't
like anything.
Yeah, you're
right
about that.
Come on,
the listeners.
Jesus,
I feel bad. I do feel like even at jams and stuff, I'm always. Oh, hold on.
Oh shit!
Gotta get my cow in there.
Yeah, Doris.
Doris.
Oh, you zip it, Doris.
That means you, listeners.
Boy, Doris is a name you never hear anymore, huh? Doris is not a bad name.
I like it, too.
It's a pretty name.
Really? You would name
a kid
Doris?
No, I'm not saying I would, but I think Doris is...
What's the matter with it?
It's just not... There's so many awesomer names out there.
Awesomer?
Very awesomer names.
Like name one.
Like Isla.
Well, okay.
All right, that's
I mean, you got me there, but come up with one that... What's the matter with Doris?
How about Cameron?
So, wait a minute. So, if your wife said... My mom's name is Doris, and I want to name our daughter after her. You'd say, that's not awesome enough?
I'd say middle name.
Oh. How about if her name was Doris, and then you like called her Dory for short?
Yeah, I like Dory.
No.
No?
You don't like Dory? It's way too
I
close
like
to Doreen.
Dory.
I like the name Doreen.
You know what's a great name?
There's a lot of Doreens where I grew up.
Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond's great.
I don't know about
what's
that.
Worse, Gertrude or Doris?
Doris.
Gertrude.
Oh,
yeah, Doris. Gertrude is worse than Doris. Yeah.
Gertie like is
Gertrude.
So cute.
Gertie
I'll take
is
cute,
Gertrude way over Doris.
Nah. But I think Doris is... Anyway, where are we? What
we're
are we
on
doing?
Number 6. Right. All I want for...
Sip it, Doris!
Oh, right. That's how that happened.
And we're back. Number 6 is Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas is You.
Oh, God.
Christmas, there is no love I'm asking for, and I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my dreams come true, all I want for Christmas. Okay. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes, that's number five.
High hopes for a living. Don't forget we have tickets to them at 8 a.m.
Oh, oh, boy, that's right around the corner.
I'll play
here.
The goddamn song then.
Yeah, play that one. Except it's going to be edited. Find the one that is not edited.
I will.
Thank
I know.
You.
Okay.
Do it.
I learned.
Marshmello and Bastille, Happier, number four. I like this song, too.
Sing it.
I don't know. I want you to be happier. All right.
Can we jump ahead?
Sure.
All right, never mind.
That's a good part. Okay. They remind me of the Chainsmokers, you know? It's like that same sort of sound. They get like the guest singer in there, sure. And then they have just like this kind of mm-hmm. cool backup track. To be happier. Travis Scott, Sicko Mode's number three.
Another one?
Yeah. Number two is Halsey. Without
this is a
me.
Good song.
This is a good song.
Mm. She's got a neat voice, huh?
She does. Very distinctive. Oh. I didn't know too much about her when I saw her at Bottle Rock. I think that now I really like this song and I'm kind of getting into her voice and I would have paid more attention. Mm. And number one. And I believe this is 6 weeks at number one. Or is it five? Cause there was 1 week where she wasn't number one, right?
Talking about Drake again.
I'm talking about Ariana Grande.
Do you love me?
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next.
That is not on there.
You're right. 5 weeks at number one because of that one time Travis Scott did
the
cheating move.
Yeah, he cheated. So there you go. That's your Billboard Hot 100. Thank you, next. In case you somehow missed it, Petty Marshall has passed away. Looks like complications from diabetes, although she was diagnosed with lung cancer and brain cancer in 2009. And
that's
made
heavy.
Made it another 8 years. I heard some quote from her this morning. She was like, well, I've had a great career. I'm a good director. I was a good actor and I'm not beautiful. And I just thought, you are beautiful.
I thought she was very beautiful.
She wasn't like, you know, your traditional Marilyn Monroe or something, but she was, you know, there's so much more to beauty than just what your face looks like.
But, you know, in a normal person's world, you wouldn't think as much about it. But I bet in rooms that she enters and, you know, places she parties, she's like, Jesus Christ, look around you.
These people are beautiful.
These women are unbelievable.
Well, she had her day, that's for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, rest in peace, Laverne. Oh, how about Laverne for a name? It's cute.
Laverne?
I like it.
It's all right.
Oh,
yeah.
Laverne Cox. That's the most recent.
Oh, yeah, that's the only other Laverne I can think of. Laverne. Penny Marshall has passed away. Ron Howard said she was funny. And that's, of course, co-star from Happy Days. Mm-hmm. She made a transition from sitcom star to A-list movie director with ease and had a major impact on both mediums. All that and always relaxed, funny, and totally unpretentious. I was lucky to have known and worked with her. Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
Hey
whoa.
She was so inventive, so funny, so warm. She brought her own unique brand of humor to what was on the written page. Watching her play Laverne, I remember thinking, wow, she's just created the 20th century Lucille Ball. Except that Lucille Ball was the 20th century's Lucille Ball. Just, you know, and the next generation's Lucille Ball.
That's probably
Shut up.
An overstatement, but okay.
Yeah.
Lucy was...
Lucy.
Seriously legit.
Tom Hanks starred in Big and A League of Her Own, so directed by her a couple times, said, goodbye, Penny. Man, did we laugh a lot. Wish we still could. Love you. Gina Davis, co-star from A League of Her Own, said, Penny brought so much joy to so many and will be sorely missed. I'll be forever grateful to her for letting me be a part of A League of Their Own.
Even
and
though
Rosie,
we know her as Laverne, her best accomplishments were as directors.
Mm-hmm.
Was as a director,
she
right?
established, I mean, she was great. I love some of those movies.
I mean, that's why I feel like if you told a kid, oh, go see Laverne and Shirley so you see what they'd look at it and go, no.
No, you're right. Go watch Big. Go watch A League of Their Own. Watch Awakenings.
Why do the two creepy neighbors from upstairs keep
banging the
door open?
Love
why?
Them. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I like that.
Rosie O'Donnell posted a video of a 1996 Kmart commercial that they did together.
Rosie and
Laverne, yeah. Penny Marshall. And she simply heartbroken. She also posted a photo of them wearing Santa hats together. Cindy Williams hasn't commented yet. It's only a matter of time. Apparently they had a somewhat strained relationship afterward, but she had actually said that they were tight as sisters. So
after the money battles they had?
I guess. I don't really know what went on between them.
Did Shirley, what did you say her name was?
Cindy Williams.
Did she feel like she got ripped off?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
She's said that in the past. Maybe she feels differently now.
Well, I have to think that a lot of these sitcom stars from those days feel ripped off because they were huge stars and maybe they didn't make enough money to ride out the rest of their life without having to work again.
Weren't that
right.
high or if any.
Right. You're famous and poor, which is a terrible combination.
Right.
Did you know that Penny was the first guest star on The Simpsons?
No,
like,
I did not know
that. In all those years. So yesterday, the Simpsons showrunner, Al Jean, tweeted, Penny was our first guest star and a great talent. You will be missed. And here's the... do you have that ready? We can skip it if you don't. You have it?
No.
Oh, you don't have it. Okay, so you can look that up then, everyone. She was the first guest on The Simpsons. She was also a big-time sports fan, and that led to her bonding with Lil Bow Wow. He was Lil, probably, when she met him, and now he's just Bow Wow.
Yeah.
He tweeted, had the chance to meet and sit at plenty of Lakers games with Ms. Penny Marshall during my childhood years. Great woman with a great soul.
I'm sure a lot of athletes tweeted about her passing because they all knew her.
Yeah.
She hung around. That's...
well, that's what you were saying. Uh-huh. Like, she would be there early, stay there late, stay to the end of the game every time. A lot of people ditch and, you know, okay, looks like my team's winning or losing. And
yeah.
Gonna beat the traffic.
Exactly. Everybody in LA is like, traffic. Let's leave it halftime. What? But we didn't get here till after the first quarter.
Right. Hey, was it the first break, Celebrity Trash? We were talking about Pat Benatar.
No, Vinny brought that up. What is that?
Oh,
first video. It was
something?
A fast fact. Yeah.
So Philip, our Wide Orbit rep, he emailed me. Pat Benatar was pregnant in We Belong video.
Oh. I think he even knew the outfit because I'm thinking of the outfit that she had on. Mm. He mentioned that to me. Something
Wait,
about
Philip that's right here?
Yeah, Philip. Yeah. He texted in.
He emailed you.
He emailed me.
Oh. Well, that's one way. You know, you don't want to bother anybody, but when they take a minute to look at their emails. He's great. He's really fun.
We Belong. Is that a good song for Pat Benatar? Or do you feel like you need to tear that one down too?
No, that's a good one. There's only one that I really do not like from her, and that would be Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Sheesh.
Which is the one everybody knows.
Yeah,
I
just got played out.
Yeah, I've heard it way too many times. And everybody, like, you know, how many times you hear that in a karaoke bar? I'm like, not that one again. Do another one. Do a good one. Anyway, I'm out of time.
The thing that you were talking about, Penny Marshall on The Simpsons, did you say she was a babysitter bandit? Did you say anything about the description?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
What's that?
I did not.
I'm trying to find the clip so I can post on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Oh, this
is
her guest spot on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
She might have been the babysitter bandit. So
is that what you found, Bryn?
I found that too, but I can't really verify that it's her.
I'm going to put that on Sarah
and Vinny. Just play it. Let's hear it.
It's
all right.
Here. Hold on.
Let me see if I can. I'll jump to a part where you can hear her. Could that be her?
That could be her. Sure.
I don't know, though. They have
some kind of effect on there.
Well, also, the people who do the voices on that show are unbelievable and could do any voice they want.
Right, so that could be any one of the cast. But yeah, that could be her. Yeah, put it up anyway. Say, we think this is it. What's coming up, Ben?
I've got a neighbor fight for you.
Oh, I love neighbor fights.
Yeah, this one is a doozy, too.
Oh, good.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hump day.
You can watch this show just by going to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you right to the Looking Glass link. We have cameras all set up in here. And Vaughn, show the new setup in here a lot, if you can. Say, like, we have a whole new computer system in here.
I think he was messing with the cameras yesterday or this morning to get good placement.
Yeah, we want to see. We have just like so many screens. I can't see the clock or Bryn. It's fantastic. And I think Bryn's getting another whole screen, too. That'll be
yes.
It. Yeah.
So is this my screen or is that your screen?
I think that's your screen. I'm not sure.
I think it's Bryn's screen.
Yeah, it's Bryn's screen. Yeah.
I'm not sure whose screen
gonna
that is.
It's going to be these two. Because why would he need to see the log?
I want to hit some buttons.
No buttons.
That'd be great
for you.
It's Bryn's screen.
Yeah. He's like, that's Bryn's screen. Do not face that toward.
I know.
Toward Vinny.
I'm positive.
Okay. Anywho, you can watch this show by going to radioalice.com/watch. You can watch us all look lovingly at each other. We're all dressed up. We look pretty. We smile and wink at the camera. And then you'll hear the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. This season, make the Bay Club home for the holidays. Share a moment with friends or take a much-needed moment for yourself. Learn more at bayclubhappy.com. How's that egg sandwich treating you?
Oh, it's good. I didn't get to finish it.
Oh, no.
I know. It's going to be cold
eggs.
Did you
wolf yours down?
I had to. We had, what did we have? A couple minutes.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I read this story early this morning, and the first thing that entered my mind is, I wonder what Sarah will say about this.
Oh, let's hear it.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed makes the news this morning as she has written a letter asking Governor Jerry Brown to release her brother from prison.
Oh, what's he in prison for?
Killing someone.
Oh no. Was it self-defense?
He has served nearly two decades of a 44-year sentence for manslaughter conviction.
Manslaughter.
In the death of a San Francisco woman who was an accomplice in a crime he committed.
Oh.
They burglarized a restaurant called Johnny Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not a good guy.
Like Johnny Rockets.
He's a drug addict, mm-hmm. which is one of her explanations. What I was able to read, and this is an article in the Chronicle. So you can look this up yourself for more details. Breed's brother, Napoleon Brown, now 46, pushed a 25-year-old Lentes White from a getaway car on the Golden Gate Bridge after an armed robbery.
He pushed her out.
He pushed her out of the car.
Oh,
she fell down on the Golden Gate Bridge where she was run over by a drunk driver.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so his car wasn't moving when that happened, or it was moving, and she could have died anyway just from being kicked out of the car.
She was definitely injured falling out of the car because the policeman on the scene, mm-hmm. who there's a lot to the story. They robbed the place. There was a police call. The policeman saw these two running with I forget what they called the bag, but it's a bag of money, mm-hmm. like a deposit bag bring to a bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We used to use them all the time.
Sure.
For nightly money deposits at the surf shop where we would have our cash and
right.
you'd go deposit everything. So anyway, they were running with this bag. I think they stole $7,000
mm-hmm.
is the number in the article. So now they're running for it. And the policeman, apparently the calls had already gone out. The policeman was in place waiting for them to come his direction.
Oh.
As this person's thrown out onto the roadway, the policeman is apparently saying to this person, "Get up!" And she didn't and was run over. The drunk driver didn't even hit the brakes, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
I posted that article on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Well, here's my immediate feeling on it. If my brother was in jail, and I know and love my brother and whatever bad things he'd done in his life, and if he was a drug addict, I mean, I do not blame her for writing that letter. Do I think that he should be let out of jail? I don't know the guy. I don't know what he's been through in jail, and I don't know what his journey's been, and if he's a better person, if he's been rehabilitated. I don't know. I don't blame anyone for caring and loving about their family members no matter what they've done and asking for their sentence to be commuted.
I just feel like it's a conflict of interest.
Because she's in a position of power.
Yeah.
In her letter to the governor, Breed said that Napoleon, that's the brother, struggled early on with a sense of
Good
hopelessness.
Mm-hmm. Napoleon in London?
And
nice.
He developed a bad drug problem at an early age. His drug addiction led to a young life of crime, which is what he was up to mm-hmm. when this person was killed.
Right.
They were robbing a place of
$7,000. So he's not
He was arrested,
an
apparently,
citizen.
At... Like, he went to sleep that night on the couch at his grandma's house and was arrested the next day.
Oh. Oh, he made it off the scene.
I guess so.
I guess they were more concerned with the girl who'd just been run over.
Sure.
Breed is 2 years younger than her brother. And she's written the governor asking, please help me out and set my brother free. So I don't disagree with you. I think that we've talked about this just as interviewers or, yeah, as hosts of a radio show. I don't think it's wrong to ask a question, to be mad if you don't get the answer that you want or right. that someone says, I don't want you to talk to me about that or whatever. That's not okay. But I think it's okay for her to say, yeah, I'm.
Here's the reasons I think he should be released, and here's, you know. I agree with you, too, though. I mean, she's certainly, you know, her letter is going to get more attention from Governor Brown than somebody else's
well,
might.
Well, she went out on a limb. This is something that could absolutely cause
her
trouble
ass, right?
when she tries to be reelected.
Well, especially if the brother gets out and doesn't behave.
Couple texts coming in.
Yeah, what do we people think?
These are just people talking. 408 says, London also tried to cover for him. Another text says his sentence was extended because he had possession of heroin in jail.
Yeah. Mm. Well, one of the trippy things in the article, and I it's a long article, so and I didn't have time because I was reading it on my iPad, and I didn't have time to print it and highlight it the way I usually would like to. I now have a paper version, but that was moments ago. The point being, there's a lot in this article about what went down, and she one of the things she says is he... Jail is not a place where he's going to get clean. And I thought, he's not going to get clean out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. Right. I understand she's going to argue anything to get this guy set free, but out in the real world is where you're not going to get clean.
Right. He mm-hmm. can walk around her downtown over here and see plenty of opportunities to not be clean. Right. That is the filthiest area I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. It makes I'm like, Jesus, I guess I'll just sit down next to this guy.
A texter said, I saw this in the news last night. Apparently he has gotten in trouble in jail recently for drugs. He's not rehabilitated, as her letter indicates.
Yeah, and this could also be a case of him putting pressure on her as, you know, hey, you're the mayor now. Try and get me out of here. And she's saying, you know what? Here you go. Here's a letter I wrote to the governor. You
know, wash my hands.
Wash my hands of it.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Ruth in Ozark and her dad.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Don't say anything about it.
Don't say anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't spoil it for people who haven't seen it yet.
Get
man. Ozark, watch it. Netflix, so good. You'll sit there. You'll just be all crampy with tension and anxiety as you watch it. It's great. It really is great. You really... And these cat boy, whoever's
gotta,
writing this, it's so good.
You have got to love Psycho Hillbillies.
Oh, what's not to love about Psycho Hillbillies? With Hearts of Gold and also Souls of Coal. It's unreal. That is, what a conflicting show that is.
Next story.
Yeah.
Neighbors.
Oh boy, Neighbors. Neighbor stories are just the best because there you are living next to them.
Stuck.
You're stuck.
For 4 years... Diana Rowland has set up inflatable dragons in her yard to celebrate Christmas and Halloween, much to the delight of passerbys who take photos
dragons.
Of the display there in Louisiana.
I don't.
She says, at first we took it down after Halloween, but then we thought, why not? Put it back up for Christmas with a Santa hat on and sparkly decorations, and everyone loved the dragon.
Hmm.
This year, apparently, a neighbor had had enough and sent Rowland an anonymous letter asking her to take the inappropriate display down.
Inappropriate because it has nothing to do with Christmas.
Her tweet about it went viral, right? Yeah. Your dragon display is only marginally acceptable at Halloween, the note stated. It is totally inappropriate at Christmas. It makes your neighbors wonder if you are involved in a demonic cult.
Oh. Dragons aren't demonic. They can't help being what they are. So maybe she should put some antlers and a red nose on it.
Well, that would help. Yes. Make it like a Rudolph.
Put Santa on the back of it.
Upon receiving the letter, she said...
With Khaleesi.
She ran to her family members and said, look at this, we got hate mail. And I did consider removing it for about a nanosecond. And then I went, nope. And the next day, Roland's sister went out and got her two more dragons for the display. And then they added...
Where are they getting these dragons?
I don't know. I'm going to show you pictures right now. Then they added halos on the dragons, which are now angel dragons.
Angel dragons.
So does it get any more Christmassy than that, Sarah, I wonder?
Oh, boy. These are just giant inflatable dragons.
They're giant. Let me show you the picture.
They look, from this angle anyway, they look as tall as the house. I mean,
there are now five dragons from the one, so the neighbor really didn't.
But they have an army of dragons on their front
themselves.
Lawn.
Oh, the dragons are red and green.
Oh, so it's very Christmassy.
Except the leader of the dragons is black and
all
red.
Right.
Oh, I don't adorable. Like that guy.
You know, I need to get this bag out of the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, what
here.
Is that bag of?
This is Sarah's stuff. This is all Sarah's.
Give me my stuff. Put
this
it behind
this. Where she used to store her cow.
Everything got moved around in here.
Oh, well, yeah, get that out of there. All right. Well, I mean, I can tell anyone who can't take a moment to look at these that they don't look the least. They look zero. There's zero Christmas here.
There's zero Halloween, too, in my opinion. They're really just it's for people who like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Did you say five? Because I'm counting six.
Oh, the picture. What do you see there?
I see five, but this maybe they've included more. I just don't know. Maybe people are dropping off their dragons. For the dragon posse.
They're clearly at war with their neighbors now, and so I'm sure they'll add them as they find them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where do you come down on the dragons in the front yard war with the neighbors?
I think... I don't know, man. I mean, I see both sides. Like, I don't want to look at your dragons. But on the other hand, who cares? There's some dragons. And
good
like,
save. You didn't say GD.
You're right.
You were almost about to do that.
Oh, look at them all lit up at night. Boy, they look...
It's pretty, isn't it?
No.
Is it?
It's not Christmassy at all.
It's not at all Christmassy. But then again, you know, they're not permanent. They are inflatable. And she'll take them down after Christmas.
After Christmas,
and,
that's right. Yeah, you when know. It matters.
Here's one of the things that I took from this is, you know, when you act like a child and you write an anonymous note to a neighbor, you've set something in motion.
Yeah.
And the childish.
What's the better way to do that?
Go over and talk to them.
Yeah.
Or at least put your name on the note for crying out loud so you can have a conversation.
Right.
I mean, I've definitely had to talk to neighbors about things. And you know what?
Like
end up, one of the things was when I told you guys this, when it was happening. When I lived in San Jose, our neighbor was doing a remodel.
Yes.
And he was working full day at his job and then trying to remodel this house in the evenings because he had way more family members than rooms.
Right.
And I get it. He was working but I had to go over there and say, listen, I get it, but you can't be hammering at 11 at night. I go to bed early. I need your help on this. Weekends, do your thing. Weeknights, I can't have it. And he was cool. And we were cool.
Right.
And it was not a thing.
Right. Because you went over there and you told him your concerns.
I just told him I can't have it. It just can't happen.
Sometimes people are reasonable. Sometimes they're not.
That's
true. You talk to them about having premarital sex late at night, every day, stomping around. They don't listen. What are you going to do?
You went to your neighbor and said, I can't have you
I
having...
I say, hey, bro, I can hear every step you do.
I can
do.
Hear and, all of your premarital
and I can
sex.
And I say, I can even hear you dropping your toilet seat because you do it so loud.
Oh,
and he goes,
ha, ha, ha. And slams the door.
Yeah, because I see him in the elevator.
So you guys aren't friends at all. You hate it.
That guy keeps him up all night.
I'll wave and I'll be friendly.
Why don't you ask if you can switch apartments and let him live below you?
Because his view still is intact. Oh. My view is gone. There's no way he'd give up his view.
He used to have a little piece of the Golden Gate Bridge and then they put a building right up.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that happens.
It does.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Dragon War.
Yeah, I like the Dragon War. I think it's cool. I agree with you. They should have probably would have been easier just to go over there and say, look, the dragon thing. I don't know, man. On the other hand, you could just look away. You could look to the other side of the street when you drive by. And very colorful.
I don't know. Those things are 10 feet tall.
They are large. No question about
like
it.
Like the low hanging part of the roof there has to at least be 8 feet, right?
Oh my God, at least.
And they're hanging over. They're over the top.
Yeah,
they're
over the top of that.
So, in this person's defense, there was a movie that came out in 2014 that went direct to DVD called "The Christmas Dragon."
Oh. Well, maybe they should put a sheet up and play that outside so that the neighbor gets the Christmas reference.
Our text number is
neighbors. Did you ever see that one? There's like an online blog. I think these are neighbors in Texas. They each have their, you know, a backyard. There's nothing in this neighbor's backyard. And they build this structure back there. And they literally call it the structure. And it's just there for, like, years. It's just for... It's not even...
Well, I don't understand. What is it?
It's nothing. They're like, they were clearly...
It's like a dance floor?
No, it's...
Did they build it to
uprights.
Bum them out?
No, they built it because I think they were thinking they would build like some kind of two-story thing, but have no idea how to ever construct anything. And so the neighbor's like, okay, this is the structure. And it's just in quotes, like, just looming over these people's backyards.
It's just an eyesore.
It's just an eyesore. You know, and that's why I can see that. You know, you don't want to drive down your street every day and see the dragons.
So what would you do if someone had the eyesore?
I don't know. I guess maybe you call the cops and just, or the HOA.
Or don't you just ask them, listen, I'll come over and help you take it down. Clearly, you started maybe with good intentions and decide, I've done it a lot myself. You start a project and realize, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here.
I got a mess on my hands. Yeah. I'll help you take it down. Let's do that.
But I think sometimes people actually like the drama with a neighbor. Like, it gives them something to talk about, something to grouse about to their husband or their wife. You know, like this one guy set up this whole blog. Like, he was clearly enjoying. At first, they're like, oh my God, how annoying that structure. And then they start getting attention for this blog. They're like, oh, fun. Let's see what else your neighbor's up to. Just, you know, different chapters in the blog.
All right.
I don't know. We all need things to complain about.
Did I say our number's 800-400-3697? Because it is. Forget the texter from yesterday. I want to hear Ozark talk.
Oh.
Maybe you guys can talk about it on The Secret Show.
Oh.
Sarah and Hooman, tell Vinny where you're at and thoughts.
Oh. We could, actually. We could do a whole separate Secret Show.
What was our last episode that would happen? Is it, the waterboarded Ruth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Waterboarded Ruth.
Don't say anything else.
Remember that, Vin?
Don't say anything about it.
Awesome.
It's so good.
It's so awesome.
We shouldn't talk about it. I couldn't believe when that one guy got it. I thought he was such a good bad guy.
You mean Redbeard?
No.
Oh. Which guy?
Sarah. Oh. Please share your brother John's smoked salmon crack recipe. We just got a smoker looking for rub, temp, how long, skin on, off. Thank you, long-time listener. And brought up two great kids listening. My daughter Megan now lives in Seattle and listens every day.
Aww.
Did you guys see the post that Eddie sent us on Instagram?
No.
That guy, he's on tour nonstop. I don't know what's up with that. Whatever. Anyway, so he's in North Carolina, and apparently some listener of ours went to see him and said, hey, I'm a Sarah and Vinny listener. And so he sent us a post on Instagram saying, hey, this lady listens to you guys. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
And she came because of you.
That's so fun.
So he was thanking us for
sending listeners his
way.
That's cool.
North Carolina.
I know. We have people listening everywhere.
That's true.
You know, is that what that map is? And we used to have a map up and we would like put little markers wherever we had listeners.
I don't remember that.
Where was the map right there in the corner?
The map in the corner.
Oh.
I was thinking, we used to have it up on the wall and I think we used to mark where people would. Well,
then they painted and can't put anything on the wall anymore.
Can't hang anything. There's no room for anything.
Before you go to break, I just want to give everyone a quick update. Rudy for his Instagram followers, which we gave a shout out for this morning. He was at, 3,850?
Yes.
He's at 3,930.
Okay, so this
is the
gift.
We want to go over 4,000.
This is the gift we're trying to give to Rudy Ortiz. He doesn't overpost. He is quite adorable. If you could please follow It's Rudy Ortiz. That's his handle,
at
It's Rudy Ortiz. We want to get him over 4,000 and let that be his Christmas present. So if you could help us out.
What do we need,
70 more people? Can 70 people please
come on, seven.
Be so great. Thank you so much, everybody who already joined his party. Please go join the Rudy Ortiz party. It's Rudy Ortiz.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I forget.
All right.
And I got to press this button now. I'm worried about this. Here we go.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.